This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of August, 2026. Essence, sweet children, the story of Bap and Dada is wonderful. When the father enters the body of the elder brother, Dada, you, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, can claim a right to the inheritance. Question. Although you understand that this drama is fixed, what aim should you children definitely keep? Answer. To make effort and gallop ahead. That is, you definitely have to keep the aim of staying in remembrance of the father and of becoming Karmateet before destruction takes place. To become Karmateet means to become golden-aged from iron-aged. There is this short time for making effort, and you must therefore make your stage unshakable and immovable before destruction takes place. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Which two are saying this? One is Baba and the other is Dada. People tell a story starting with, once upon a time there was a king and a queen. Now these are new matters. One is Baba and the other is Dada. You would say, 5,000 years ago, there was Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada. All are the children of Shiva. All souls are the children of the one father. They are that anyway. There were also Brahmins, the children of Brahma. The children of Prajapita Brahma were Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Who taught them? Shiv Baba. The Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the many children of Prajapita Brahma. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris believe that you truly are Shiv Baba's children and also his grandchildren. You are his children anyway, but you have now become his grandchildren in order to claim your inheritance from the grandfather through Brahma. You are now receiving your inheritance from the grandfather, who is called Shiv Baba. However, because you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, you call this one Dada. The inheritance is from the grandfather, not from Brahma Dada. You receive your inheritance of becoming residents of paradise from that father. You receive the inheritance for half a cycle, and you then receive a curse from Ravan and continue to come down. It is as though you have bad omens of coming down. You children understand that your bad omens, the omens of Rahu, have finished. The worst omens are those of Rahu. The highest omens are those of Jupiter. At that time, when there were the omens of Rahu, you became ugly because of the five vices. The father now tells you once again, donate the vices, and the omens of the eclipse will then be removed. This refers to you. They have taken this to refer to the eclipse of the sun and moon. When there is an eclipse, people ask for a donation. Here, the father tells you, donate the five vices, and the bad omens will be removed. You have become sinful souls through these vices. The main thing is body consciousness. First of all, you were Sato Pritam, and you then went through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. You took 84 births. You have the firm faith that deities really do take 84 births. They have to be the first ones to meet the Father. It is remembered that souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. The Father says, "You were the first ones I sent to the Golden Age, and you have now come to meet me. Previously, you simply used to sing this, but now the Father sits here and tells you the accurate meaning of this. The Father sits here and explains to you the essence of all the Vedas, scriptures, tapasya, chanting and slogans, etc. This cycle is very easy to understand. It is now the confluence age of the Iron and Golden Ages. The war is just ahead of you. You also have the faith that the Golden Age is being established. The bodies of everyone who exists in the Iron Age will be destroyed, and all the souls will become pure, settle their karmic accounts, and return home. This is the time of settlement for everyone. Souls will leave their bodies and return home. This is in your intellects at this time. You will be at the confluence age until you become Karmatit. There are billions of people on that side and a few of you on this side. There are also many of you whose intellects are developing faith. Those who have faithful intellects become victorious and then become the garland around the neck of Vishnu. One is the rosary of Rudraksh and the other is the rosary of Runda. The rosary of Runda has small beads with faces on them. They are symbols of how we souls come and become the beads of the garland around the Father's neck, and then come here number-wise. There are the rosaries of 8, 108, and also 16,108. It cannot be calculated whether there are 5 to 10,000 or 16,000. These rosaries are remembered. Baba asks, "Why do you think about all of these things? However many became kings in the golden and silver ages in the previous cycle, there will be that many kings now. You mustn't ask whether 100 become kings or whether 200 or 300 become kings. The Father says the closer you come, the more you will understand everything. Today we are here, and tomorrow after destruction takes place, there will be a few deities in the Golden Age. Growth takes place later on. You can also see signs of the Golden Age. You cannot say accurately whether there will be hundreds of thousands or more, or whether there will be 100,000, or 9 to 10 hundred thousand. Yes, when you are worthy of becoming completely accurate, you will have more visions. There is now still time left to understand a great deal more. You will continue to have many visions. Many preparations for war are taking place. Everything will continue to become more expensive. A lot of tax will be levied abroad. Everything will become very expensive. Then everything will be very cheap. In the Golden Age, you won't need to spend money on anything. All the mines, etc., will be full. There are many material comforts in that new world. Lakshmi and Narayan had many material comforts. In the Srinath temple, they offer so many different varieties of food to all of the idols. There, They cook very nourishing food which they themselves eat. They would say that they have offered ball to the deities. They say, if we don't offer ball to the deities, they become upset. There is no question of becoming upset in this. You don't become upset with anyone. You know that, according to the drama, destruction has to take place. This Iron Age will change and become the Golden Age. We understand that, according to the drama, a new cycle is to begin again. You are also bound by the drama. The Father has come according to the drama. There cannot be the difference of even a minute in this drama. Just as Baba came and you saw him, it will be exactly the same in the next cycle. In the scriptures, they have given a long duration of the cycle. It is now in the intellects of you children that destruction truly is just ahead. You are now galloping ahead. You know that you have to remember the Father and definitely attain the Karmateet stage. That is, you have to change from iron-aged to golden-aged. If you don't make effort now, your status will be destroyed. O souls, you have now become impure. You also know that many varieties of people will come. Those who have been converted into other religions will also continue to emerge. They will come and continue to make their own effort to claim their inheritance from the Father. They will come into the Brahmin religion and then go into the deity religion. If they don't come into the Brahmin religion, how could they go into the deity religion? The number of Brahmins continues to increase day by day. When they see that destruction is just ahead, they will say, "What you say is right." Then there will be growth. The Brahmin tree will grow and become full, and you will then all return home. The deity tree will then grow. You are now studying Raj Yoga at the confluence age. This confluence age is called the benevolent age. There is the praise of the confluence age, which is known as the meeting of the Ganges with the ocean. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. You are all the Ganges of this knowledge, who have emerged from the ocean of knowledge. The word purifier is connected with the expression ocean of knowledge. Those people think that the Ganges is the purifier, and so they continue to bathe in the Ganges. These rivers have existed from the Golden Age. Nowadays, people even drown in rivers in some places. The elements have become Tamopratan, and the ocean has also become Tamopratan. When there are even a few ocean tidal waves, they destroy everything. In the Golden Age, there are only a few of us in Bharat on the banks of the river Jamuna. Delhi was a land of angels, and it is to become that again. There are only a few embodied souls in the Golden Age, and then the number of them gradually continues to increase. Now that it is the end of the Iron Age, there are so many human beings. This is an unlimited play, and it has to be understood very well. Although people consider themselves to be actors, none of them knows that the duration of each cycle is 5,000 years. There is a vast difference between 84 births and 8.4 million births. You are now enlightened. You are receiving your inheritance from the Father. The Father says, "Man, man above, remember the Father." God Shiva speaks, "Sri Krishna is not the ocean of knowledge. There is a vast difference between the praise of God and that of the deities. The praise of the new creation that the Father creates is, they are full of all virtues. You are now becoming like that. There is the difference of day and night between the Father's praise and that of the deities. This is Raj Yoga. It is remembered that God teaches Raj Yoga. He is incorporeal, and so he definitely has to come into the corporeal from the incorporeal. There is so much praise of God, and so he definitely has to come here. His birth is divine and unique. No one else's birth is remembered as a divine birth. It has also been explained to you children that one is a worldly father and the other is the father from beyond this world whom people remember as God. The third father is the subtle father. He is a wonderful father. When the Parlokic Father adopts you, you then have this subtle father in between. Prajapita Brahma has so many children. Shiv Baba comes and makes you belong to him through Brahma. So many become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. A physical father would probably have 8 to 10 children. Acha, Shiv Baba is the Parlokic father, and he has many children. All souls say we are all brothers. We have now once again found this subtle father at the confluence age. You will not have this knowledge there. Only when the Father comes and creates that new world do you meet the Father, Prajapita Brahma. So this is a subtle birth. No one can understand this. Those are worldly fathers, and the other one is the father from beyond, and this is the confluence-aged subtle father. You have had worldly fathers from the golden age. No one there remembers the father from beyond this world. There you only have one father. No one there remembers God or says, "O God, O Supreme Soul." When the path of devotion begins in the Copper Age, you have two fathers, and at the Confluence Age, you have three fathers. You meet Prajapita Brahma at this time. You now belong to him. You know that he is your subtle father. You now understand and remember these things very well. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. There is no need to remember God in the Golden Age. Everyone remembers the Parlokic Father at times of sorrow. This is something very easy to understand. In the Golden and Silver Ages you have one Father. In the Copper Age you have two fathers, and at this time you children now belong to the subtle father through whom you claim your inheritance. Only you children become Brahmins who then become deities. You have to witness destruction, which you will see with your physical eyes. When they release bombs, human beings die. When the bomb was dropped on Japan, you saw how all the people died. there continues to be war here all the time. They themselves say they are getting more and more fed up. Some wars continue for more than 10 years. Everything will be destroyed with bombs in just a snap of the finger in a second. As soon as there is a spark of something, a whole city is destroyed. There will also be bombs, etc., and there will also be fires. You children understand that the Father has come to carry out establishment and destruction. Therefore, all of this will definitely happen. It is now the time to make effort. Maya repeatedly breaks your intellect's yoga. You have not yet become unshakable or stable. You say, Baba, many storms of Maya come. Some don't remember the Father for even half an hour. The Father says, you are karma yogis. You have to do this service for 8 hours. Make so much effort that you are able to remember Baba for 8 hours. By remembering him, your sins will be absolved. This is called the fire of yoga. This requires effort. While living at home with your families, simply remember the Father. Baba also tells you that those who have left their homes and families and become Baba's children don't remember him as much as those who live at home with their families do. They remember Baba a lot more. There is the example of Arjuna and the native. It requires effort to remember the Father, and the cycle also has to be understood. There will definitely be the Mahabharat war. It will not take place in the Golden Age. You children also have to become sticks for the blind. Show everyone the way to remember the Father, to remember the cycle, and to become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Acha? To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Make effort to stay in remembrance for at least 8 hours. In order to make your stage unshakable and immovable, increase your practice of remembrance. Don't be careless. 2. This drama is created absolutely accurately. Therefore, don't become upset with anyone. Become one whose intellect has faith. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious by remaining aware of three expressions: to break, to mold, and to forge, that is, connect. The essence of this whole study and these teachings is in three expressions. 1. Karmic bondages have to be broken. 2. Your sanskars and nature have to be moulded. 3. You have to forge all relationships with the One Father. These expressions will make you completely victorious. For this, constantly be aware that whatever perishable things you see with your eyes have already perished. Even while seeing them, continue to see your new relationships and the new world and you will never then be defeated. Slogan: the sign of a yogi is that he or she is always clean and clear. Aviat signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, that is, pure. If you have any impurity or you break a conduct of this Brahmin life, even in your thoughts, then instead of being seated on the throne, you go into a descending stage. You may not have performed any sinful action, but even if you performed a wasteful action, then instead of repentance, you will have realization. You will realize that that was wrong and that it should not have happened, and it will prick you like a thorn. Therefore, become free from all waste. Om Shanti.